Well, Paul, fair to say you weren't really at the races in this one this match, were you?
No, I think we were outplayed right from day one. I think we actually set the tone and our downfall from that first innings batting. I think it was a good toss to win, and the conditions on that first day were probably the best that you'll get in the match in terms of to bat on it. So it was really disappointing, actually, because it felt like the desire was lacking to really make those big scores and get through those tough periods. Whether that's because we've come off the back of a great win in T20s, I don't know. But and what I do know is that we can't have that same lack of desire in the remaining games in the four-day championship, because it simply wasn't the standards that we're used to, and it'll hurt us again if we don't have that.
Yeah, I think you just look a bit flat at the minute, really, if you think about what this has taken out of you and what the Somerset defeat meant as well. The fact, you know, you were up at the top of the table battling with everybody, now Middlesex have opened up a 40-point gap over you.
It might look that way. I thought, to be honest with you, I thought that our bowling was absolutely exceptional. And people will laugh saying they got 500 on that pitch. But I thought the amount of chances that we created and, close LBW decisions, all that kind of stuff, on a different day we could have bowled them out for under 300 and be back in the game. But, I thought Compton and Gubbins, their partnership, really took the game away from us, and it was an uphill task from then on. But I thought we did a lot of good things during that match, but we can't allow Middlesex to get so far ahead of the game by only getting 200 runs on that pitch on the first day. And it was a pitch that deteriorated very quickly. The last two pitches that we've played on have been spinner friendly pitches, and on certainly this one on day three. So it is disappointing, but we've got to keep our chins high. We've got an important game coming up at the weekend, and hopefully we can do something special then.
You mentioned that partnership from Gubbins and Compton. I mean, you know, you've played Nick Compton so many times, you can't give him any chances, can you? He was put out twice, and before he'd reached 15, Gubbins dropped on 39. That could have ended at 15 runs on the first night. Instead, they put on 247. Massive difference between the sides.
Yeah, and after that partnership, I think we took something like 7 or 8 for 100, which shows how well we were bowling. It was really just trying to break that partnership. And as you said, if you drop catches, it really hurts you. And, I'm as much to blame as anyone. But it happens in cricket. You know, we've had a disappointing few days here, but we're going to have to bounce back somewhere.
Keaton Jennings, first player this season to reach 1,000 runs. Doesn't normally happen in August, it normally happens in May, early June, but we had such a wet start of the season. He's beaten everybody else to it, though. First time he's got there as well, I think.
Fantastic. You know, he's been exceptional for us this year. You know, what's happened throughout the winter is he's gone away, thought about his game and come back a real serious player. And it's a huge bonus for us that he's committed to the club. He's still loves wearing the badge, and it's going to be great to have him around for years to come, because he's an exceptional talent. He's a great leader in the dressing room. He really does work hard in his game, and he deserves everything he's got, because the amount of hours and hard work that he puts into his game.
Chris Rushworth came out to bat tonight. We weren't sure if we were going to see him. Dislocated his little finger this morning, but do you think he's going to be okay for the weekend?
It's only his little pinky finger, the end of it, so it's
the wrong way around, wasn't it? Apparently,
it was looked pretty ugly, but Nigel, our physio, was straight on the case and popped it back in. So it's the little pinky that, you know, when I hold a champagne glass, that just sticks out. So if we can have a couple of wins this weekend, hopefully it's got bandage on that, and we'll be drinking champagne. But he's it's the first time he's dislocated a finger, so I was quite happy to see it was only a small dislocation and his finger hadn't actually dropped off.